Hello and welcome to English for You. My name is Jeffrey.
And my name is Christopher.
And today's lesson is a TOEIC topic, and it's 401k, saving for the future. Okay, now saving money for the future is very important because of, first of all, emergencies, and you might be young and full of energy and intelligence now, but we all eventually slow down a little bit. We get older and we're not able to work so hard.
Yeah, I completely agree. So what do we do if, you know, we're going to eventually retire, right? So what should we do?
Well, actually, that's the topic of our article. We'll get some good tips and something special called a 401k. So I guess we should just get started with our article and get right to it.
Okay.
Reading.
401k, saving for the future.
Jack, I'm so glad you stopped by. Can I get your opinion about something?
Sure. How can I be of assistance?
I just got a job. I'm trying to decide whether or not I should enroll in my company's 401k plan.
I would definitely suggest that you take advantage of it.
Would you mind explaining why?
Not at all. A 401k is a special program that helps employees save money for their retirement.
How does it work?
You can choose a certain percentage, up to 15%, of your monthly paycheck that will be deposited directly into your 401k account. Over the years, this money will collect interest and grow.
That sounds a lot like a regular savings account. What's the difference?
A 401k account offers additional tax benefits. You don't have to pay any taxes on the money in your 401k account until you withdraw it.
Are there any other advantages?
In many cases, employers will match the money you contribute. For instance, if you invest $50 every month in your 401k, your employer will put another $50 in your 401k. It's like free money.
Wow, this would double my investment. In that case, I will definitely sign up for the plan. Thank you, Jack.
Okay, so our article, 401k, Saving for the Future, is a dialogue, and it begins with a conversation between a male named Jack and a female named Beth. So, I'll read Beth. Jack, I'm so glad you stopped by. Can I get your opinion about something?
All right, so to get someone's opinion about something is to maybe try to get advice from them or see what they think about a certain topic. So Jack says, sure, how can I be of assistance? So this is a very polite phrase. To be of assistance just means to help someone, and it's a more formal and polite way of offering your help or advice to another person. So he has told Beth that he is happy to help her.
Yes. And she says, I just got a job. I'm trying to decide whether or not I should enroll in my company's 401k plan.
All right. So when you start a new job, especially with a large company, there are a lot of decisions that you will need to make, and one of them is whether to enroll, which means sign up for, whether to enroll in some of the various programs they have to offer. So we might have talked about health insurance or dental insurance, things like that before. And a 401k plan is just a savings plan. And you don't need to worry too much about the name 401k, because it really doesn't have a specific meaning. It does not mean 401,000. It's just a savings plan, and it's a very popular savings plan because of the benefits it provides. So Beth isn't sure whether it's the right time for her to start this plan. But Jack says, I would definitely suggest that you take advantage of it. Okay, so take advantage of is our shortcut for you. So let's take a quick break to learn more about it.
Shortcut for you.
I can't believe it. It's been raining for 3 days without stopping.
Well, never mind. Hey, maybe you should try to take advantage of it.
Take? I just can't take it anymore. What's the advantage of 3 days of rain?
I mean, you should use the time. If you take advantage of something, you use that thing and do as much as you can with it.
Oh, now I get it. Take advantage of something means 利用. So, how can we take advantage of this bad weather?
Well, we could actually tidy up our house for once. It is a bit of a mess.
I guess so. I need to do something active, so I won't feel bored.
Great! Let's take advantage of your energy and get to work.
Wait a minute. Are you taking advantage of me?
Well...
Welcome back. We hope you took advantage of that shortcut for you and now know how to use take advantage of in the future.
Right. It means to get all the benefits that you can from something. So Jack, he's giving Beth the green light. He's saying, go for it. You should definitely sign up for that 401k plan.
That's right. And then she asks a question because she wants to know more. Would you mind explaining why? Why, meaning like why should she take advantage of signing up for a 401k?
Well, savings plans, and there are many. There isn't just the 401k plan. There are a lot of them. And while they can help you a lot, they are not always so simple to understand. So she wants to know how it works. Okay, so she asked Jack if he would mind explaining why, and Jack says not at all. A 401k is a special program that helps employees save money for their retirement. Okay, we have two key words here, employee and retirement. So an employee is just one who works for another person, someone who works for a company for money, of course. When you have a job, you expect to get money. So for an example sentence, the boss lets his employees wear jeans on Friday. Okay, this is a nice boss. He lets them be casual on Friday. Now, some other words related to employee are employ, which is a verb, you give someone a job, and employer. That would be the owner of the company or the boss.
Right. Now, the other word we heard was retirement, and that's spelled R-E-T-I-R-E-M-E-N-T, and retirement is the stage of life after you end your career. So once you reach a certain age, you might want to no longer work, so you are retirement age. Now, the other uses of retirement include retire, the verb, and retiree, the noun. So that is someone who is retired. They are a retiree. Now, here is an example sentence for retirement. My grandpa has enjoyed his retirement. He doesn't miss work at all.
Okay.
So that's very good.
Yeah, retirement can be a really wonderful time in your life, but only if you have saved enough money to live a comfortable life. So that's what we're talking about today. And a lot of people do that by signing up for a 401k. But we need to know how it works. And Beth asks, how does it work? So Jack says, you can choose a certain percentage, up to 15%, of your monthly paycheck that will be deposited directly into your 401k account. So you choose a number, some percent of your paycheck. That's your salary that you get every month. And that will be directly deposited into your 401k account. So deposit means just to put something in a particular place or container. But we usually say deposit when we're talking about putting money into the bank. Okay, so this 401k account will collect the money that you are saving up. Okay, and we'll get to the word account in a little bit, so don't worry if you don't know that word. So Jack goes on and he says, over the years, this money will collect interest and grow.
That's right. Now, interest is like a small percentage that increases usually annually, which is like once a year. And so what will happen if, let's say, you put $100 in a bank account with a 2% annual interest rate, that means that that $100 will become $102 at the end of the year. But let's move on. Beth says, that sounds a lot like a regular savings account. What's the difference? Now, she's asking what's the difference, but first we'll explain what an account is. Now, an account is like an amount of money possessed or owned by a certain person or company, and it's usually in a bank. So if you have a bank account, that's where you put your money. You store your money in the bank account. Now, a savings account's a little different. What this account is used for is for you to specifically put money in there to save. And it will have an interest rate, which is a percentage that it increases annually. And people save this money is usually saved for like emergency purposes, right, Jeffrey?
Sure. So there are different kinds of accounts. The 401k is a retirement account, so you'll keep the money in there as long as you can, basically until you stop working. A savings account is similar to that. I would say whereas a 401k is a long term, you want to keep it in there for a long time, a savings account could be medium term. So maybe you'll keep it in there for a few years or until you need to buy something larger. And another one, which is sort of like a daily account or a checking account, is something that money goes in and out all the time. So for most people, when they get their paycheck, they deposit it into their checking account. Remember, that's your daily spending account.
That's right. Now, Jack is going to explain the differences to Beth. He says a 401k account offers additional tax benefits. And he also says you don't have to pay any taxes on the money in your 401k account until you withdraw it. Now, withdraw is a verb, and it means to pull or take something out. So in this case, it would be taking money out from an account. Now, we spell withdraw, W-I-T-H-D-R-A-W. It's the word with and draw, but they're together. Withdraw, one word. And here's an example sentence. I must go to the ATM to withdraw some cash before I go to the mall. Okay, what else does Beth say?
Right, there's another advantage, and Beth asks, are there any other advantages? And Jack explains that in many cases, employers will match the money you contribute. So, for instance, if you invest $50 every month in your 401k, your employer will put another $50 in your 401k. It's like free money. Okay, so invest is a really good word to know when we're talking about saving money. Invest, spelled I-N-V-E-S-T, is a verb, and it's paying money with the plan of getting more later. So you invest money in your future. So some people invest money in the stock market, and they hope that the stocks that they buy will be worth more money later. For example, Harry invested in a computer company, and he got rich. Okay, so this is a great thing about the 401k, is every dollar you save inside that account, your company will match it. They'll put the same amount of money in. So you are doubling your money. It's like free money.
Well, that's very good. Now, I do have a question, Jeffrey. When we were talking about the taxes, we mentioned that you don't have to pay the taxes on a 401k account until after you withdraw the money.
Mm-hmm.
I have a quick question, though.
Sure.
Would the money you withdraw, it would probably be of greater value than when you put it in originally. So aren't you, in essence, paying more taxes?
Well, deciding when to pay taxes is a very complicated issue. I am just not qualified to answer that. That's why I would pay money to an accountant to answer that question for me. And I guess you should do the same, Chris. I'm just an English teacher.
Oh, okay.
It's a very complicated issue, and I'm curious to learn. Well, Beth is interested in this. She says, wow, this would double my investment. Okay, she's talking about her company matching her. And she goes on to say, in that case, I will definitely sign up for the plan. Thank you, Jack. Okay, so that brings us to the end of the conversation. So now it is time to go to our wrap-up and For You chat question.
For You chat.
Welcome back, guys. It's time for our For You chat question. Now, both Chris and I are in the prime of our lives. We're young and strong, and we have a lot of great years ahead of us, but let's think about this question. And the question is, when do you plan to retire and why?
Tomorrow.
Oh,
no, I can't retire tomorrow. I don't actually have a 401k. But in all honesty, I would probably like to retire before I'm 60. My parents retired at age 55. So I want to retire so that I have enough of my life left to enjoy retirement.
Okay, what is a typical age for retirement?
I think it changes since I was a kid, but it's somewhere between 50 and 60 years old.
Okay, well, that sounds a little bit young to me. I thought it was more like 65, but you know, if you're going to ask me this question, when do I plan to retire? Well, I will say never. Hopefully, I can just keep working and doing things that I like to do for the rest of my life. Of course, I won't want to go to an office and work 40 or 50 hours every week for the rest of my life, but maybe I could take on a part-time job when I'm 50 or 60 and 70, still do something useful. So I guess that's my answer. I never want to retire, which sounds scary to some people, I'm sure, but
well, I think I understand where you're coming from. What you're saying is you don't want to ever not be active.
Right.
It seems like for you, doing like freelance work or odd jobs would keep you from losing your mind from being at home full time. Now, that I completely understand, and I totally, when I say retire, I don't mean like just stay at home and, you know, shuffle my feet to the refrigerator and shuffle back to my seat. I definitely would like to stay active as well. But, you know, when you said you thought 50 or 60 was kind of young, I believe that my parents bought years. So like a 401k, you can buy years from your company, your employer. So you basically pay them, and then they give you, like, a year of work. Sounds a little complex, but basically if you pay them enough money for 5 years, let's say you've worked there 10 years, now you have worked there for 15 because you've paid the money for those 5 years. So it allows you to retire earlier.
Well, time is money and money is time, but we are out of time. So ask this question to your classmates and see what everyone is planning for their future. Be sure to join us for part two of 401k, Saving for the Future. 401k, Saving for the Future.
Jack, I'm so glad you stopped by. Can I get your opinion about something?
Sure. How can I be of assistance?
I just got a job. I'm trying to decide whether or not I should enroll in my company's 401k plan.
I would definitely suggest that you take advantage of it.
Would you mind explaining why?
Not at all. A 401k is a special program that helps employees save money for their retirement.
How does it work?
You can choose a certain percentage, up to 15%, of your monthly paycheck that will be deposited directly into your 401k account. Over the years, this money will collect interest and grow.
That sounds a lot like a regular savings account. What's the difference?
A 401k account offers additional tax benefits. You don't have to pay any taxes on the money in your 401k account until you withdraw it.
Are there any other advantages?
In many cases, employers will match the money you contribute. For instance, if you invest $50 every month in your 401k, your employer will put another $50 in your 401k. It's like free money.
Wow, this would double my investment. In that case, I will definitely sign up for the plan. Thank you, Jack.
Vocabulary review.
Employee. There are 40 employees working at my office currently. Retirement. Amy prepared for her retirement by saving some money every month. Deposit. I deposit the money I make in the bank each time I get paid. Account. Thomas went to the bank to open an account for his money. Withdraw. She withdrew some money so that she could spend it on her vacation. Invest. The rich businessman invested in the small company to make it successful.